Hey guys, this is Lauren with the Century 21 Property Advisors Podcast. I can't wait to share what we have for you today.
Yeah, my name's Tyler. I've been roofing for about four years. I started with a pretty small company out in Bedford. I kind of looked into it a long time ago, and I mean, growing up, I went to Tarleton, and I went to fire school, and then became a paramedic, and I worked for DFW Airport as a fireman out there. And a guy at my gym, he's like, I think you'd be good at, roofing. Why don't you come roof for us? It was another fireman company. And I learned a lot. And I did two roofs with him. And it was insurance fraud like crazy. I'm like, man, we can't be doing this. Yeah. Run it like this. And once I found out, I was alone. And then came to, a couple companies here in Granbury. I ended up working for one of them for a while. And did pretty well, and ended up going out of my home. And since then, we've done a couple hundred jobs between repairs and roofs and all that. We've done a couple hundred jobs. This week we've done about $1 million houses. Starting Monday to yesterday about midday. I brought with the rain and forecast, and they're both real estate deals with closings. We put both our crews together, and we got the job done in about a day each, a little over a day each for 20 guys. Because with the rain and all that, it can delay closing. And we've never, since we've been in business, we've never delayed a closing. We do probably 40% of our work comes from real estate, and the rest of the majority comes from referrals through insurance companies and people like that. And we've never missed a closing. Kind of something we do a little different. I don't know. I'm sure y'all dealt with other roofing companies, but what we can do is, if things get tight, because roofs aren't fun. I mean, for y'all, it's like, oh, we got to put a roof on. That's a pain in the butt, and I know that. I almost hate going to these houses. Whenever y'all send me out, be like, hey, this one has some issues, because I know the problems it causes y'all. And I gotta be really conservative and 100% right when I'm like, hey, this one needs to be replaced and this one doesn't. And the thing with me is probably over half the roofs that I do or that I go and look at, I'm like, hey, this one has a couple of little things, but I don't see anything major with it. And I'll be like, this one's okay. And I'm not trying to make money every roof I go out on. The inspections are free every time. And if it turns into a little repair, man, I know these people are in tight situations and have to get it done. We don't nickel and dime. We just do it for, the right price and move on and try to get done that day. So, where I was going with the closings is we'll put, if things get tight, we can put the roof through the title company. So if they say it's a $10,000 roof and then insurance gave them $5,000, they could have $5,000, put it full buy materials and do all that. And the remaining $5,000, we work the title company, so it gets paid right then. So there's no delay. As far as like liens and stuff, there's no worry about that because we've already been paid once the closing, once y'all get paid and the closing happens, we get paid too. And then the new owners of the house, they have a clean slate with no pending, work on the house. Everybody's been paid. So, that's kind of our secret to getting stuff done, quick and not delaying anything. And, buyers, they have cold feet and get wishy-washy and stuff. And whenever you close on the day you're supposed to and there's no hiccups and things are seamless, it gives them less excuse to, try to back out. Because I know that's y'all's money. Whenever I go on these appointments, y'all running those own little businesses too. I don't want to take any money away from y'all. My thing is I want to be zero factor to y'all, which y'all, or zero negative factor. So whenever y'all call me out, you're getting things up front, honest. Hey, you need work. You don't need any work, and everything just goes seamless. But
so the law change.
Right.
That happened. Some of you guys came to the one we had last week. They talked about the law changes from Bruce, but I thought you might go over that.
Oh, definitely. Actually, yeah. We actually had one. the day after that law change, this is a real estate deal. It was a pecan. And so, yeah, so the law changed. Greg Abbott signed a document saying that you can't eat deductibles. And there's ways to do it legally without eating deductibles. And I'll show you this claim right here. So we can't eat deductibles, but there's things you can do to give money back. And kind of the most important thing, I guess, me coming today, I don't know if any roofers really told you this yet, but you can use a roof as leverage, you know, in a deal. And because a roof, if like this claim right here, like, you now have the insurance now gave you leverage to kind of do what you want to do with these whenever you're dealing with the seller. Because now you have a new roof. If they're like, you know, an inspection report comes back and there's just 1,000 things on the list and they're just ridiculous. I've seen them. I mean, some of them are just ridiculous. And then now you have the power of a new roof. There's things you can do to get them a roof for close to nothing. And you're giving them a $12,000 plus roof. What are they going to complain about? You know, if they go back and forth with you, they're like, hey, we gave you a roof, you know, let's move on. And the thing with this one, so they had just a normal size roof in pecan, nothing just spectacular about it. But I worked with the adjuster. I actually knew him, great guy. And he missed a couple things on here. He missed the gutters, which this is the most important part. A lot of these roofing companies want to make as much they can every claim, but gutters, it's different. One of my crews, I got two gutter crews, and they go on after the roof. So these are fast-paced deals. These are fast-paced deals, and the gutters, if you don't do the gutters, you can essentially save these guys quite a bit of money. So if they have a $2,000 deductible, and on this one, they gave almost $1,200 for the gutters already. They paid $1,200 for the gutters. So now they're at $800 out of pocket. You know, that whittles away the deductible. So what I tell people, I was like, this is your claim, 100%. You tell me what you want to do, what you don't want to do. If you don't do these items and you keep the house, insurance, they'll never pay for this item again. Once they pay for it once, they're not paying for it again. So I get these people, and I work these claims. This is stupid salesman to me, because I'm not a salesman. I'm the worst salesman in the world, because I'm so honest. I tell people, hey, this is your claim. What do you want me to do? Well, we break out a pen, and this is what we did with them. So I was like, well, the attic fan cover, they only pay for a metal cover. It's just cosmetic. It looks great. There's a couple of D's in it that you'll never see unless you get on the roof and know what you're looking for. So like, let's not replace those. Let's just reuse them. And right there, that saved them $235. And then the chimney chase cover on the fireplace, I got the adjuster total of that. It's just the pretty much the cover of the fireplace. Who cares? It's metal that thick. It's thick metal, has a couple things in it. That's a big win for their customer. And that right there, that saved them $381. So that's, now you're over $500 in those two line items. And I'm like, well, the gutters. I've looked at hundreds and hundreds of inspection reports, and I've never seen gutters in the inspection reports. Y'all might have, I never have. You know, you have
the gutters.
Yeah. I haven't seen many. I've never seen them. But if it's not an inspection report, and they get a new roof and insurance pays for it, if you gotta be ethical about it. I mean, if they're just thrash, I'm gonna push to replace them. But if they're not bad, this line item right here is $1,100, almost $1,200. So between these line items, that's almost their whole deductible that legally they get to keep. It's their claim, not mine. It's their claim. And now that $2,000 deductible's gone, they're getting a free roof legally.
Y'all see, yeah. Y'all understand that, because some people get confused.
Yes.
Okay. So used to, way I understand it, and last year I had to replace a roof in McKinney. So I was the dumb person. I played down and I called my insurance company. I said, why am I paying you $6,000 for my deductible? I said, isn't there some way for this guy to put that in there? I don't have to pay it. And he said, no, you can't do that. That's called fraud.
Right.
And so then the ruling came out in June. So what you're saying is, what we heard in the ruling was that until the owner of the home paid their deductible in,
right,
it would not be approved for the for you to move forward.
Exactly.
So and then, and then you get it back on the other side, basically.
That's a lot of companies did it, and I'll go over that in a minute. I worked for a company, the other fireman company. I did two jobs with them, and they were just doing fraud like insane, and that's kind of what they were doing. In this, they paid their deductible. So the way I look at it, and I've been taught by different roofing companies that y'all probably know, and everything in this claim we want to do, or they want to do. So, but as a homeowner, because I got a couple disagreements with different people, I'm like, this isn't our claim. This is their claim. Technically, they can contract this whole thing by themselves. And I'm like, well, we don't have to do this. Our primary thing, roofing. We got to cover. We can do roofing. We got gutter crews. But what if you're replacing that house and you're like, well, I got my dad does gutters. I'm gonna let him do them. You can contract it out. You get to pick and choose. Just because you choose me, I don't have to do anything there.
Right.
So that's how I look at it.
Yeah,
so
you
pay.
You have to send a.
Yes.
I mean, to get, if you have a full replacement cost,
right,
they're not going to give you all that money until you send it. We had to send a.
Exactly.
Pay your receipt and have what's on it. So if I left off the guttering, they're not going to pay me for the.
They pay you in the first check. So in this one, like the gutters.
So you get two checks. You get one,
yeah, you get
this depreciation, and then two is the final.
Exactly.
Check.
And the way they do that. So there's two different, you'll see probably some of these, the insurance paperwork. So there's replacement cost value, and that's what your house is brand new. That's what it costs brand new. And then actual cost value right here, that's what it costs. So like, now it's older, we're not gonna give you all the money for it because it's older. So it's only worth whatever amount. And the way they get the first check, it's the older amount, ACV cost, minus your deductible. And that's your first check. So, and they pay you, the actual cash value, like all the gutters and everything you don't even do in there, that's paid in the first check. So essentially you've already been paid on it. So yeah, we're able to save people a lot of money just doing it this way, the kind of ethical way, just like, hey, this is your claim. You let me know what you want. We're going to bill to the penny of the things we touch. Kind of like she was saying is, you know, like the, but just the roofing section only. Well, the roof on this one is $17,288, and that's what our invoice says, because we do all those items. Any item we don't do, we deduct it to the penny. And the key is, like she was saying, is so if we do it for less, so say we do it for $16,000, we're saving insurance money, and that's good for them. But we're able to do different things, like we can do upgrades, we can do. Insurance, they love whenever they have a three-tab roof, and we give them a better roof. Now insurance, they have insured client with a better roof, you know? So there's different things you can do. But if I did it for $16,000, and the depreciation's $5,700, well, so $17,000, the depreciation's $1,700. If I did it for less than that, they're also gonna reduce the depreciation at the same rate. So they're just gonna keep it. They're like, well, thank you, FD Roofing, for, you know, only charging them $1,000 less. Now we can give them less money back because you saved us money. So we use that for upgrades and stuff. You know, I mean.
So the depreciated, I get lost in depreciation.
Right.
Depreciating the age of the roof.
Right.
What if that's your second or third roof?
I mean,
how do they know what they're depreciating, how long or how much?
It's just the calculator. So they have a system called Xactimate that they use. And they just kind of type in percentages. Like on the gutters here, they did 44% depreciation. And that's just some magical money, just whatever, 44%. It is. I mean, it really is. It's whatever they feel like, you know, type it in. And so the ACV, the actual cash value, plus the depreciation equals the replacement cost value. So any item on here we touch, you know, any item on here we touch, you'll get the, and when we bill for the full amount, they'll also get the full depreciation amount. So all we're doing is maximizing that claim. So, and for us to do that, I can't tell the last time I actually did exactly what they wanted, for what insurance said, because I'm like, hey, you can upgrade your gutters, you can upgrade your roof, you can do this color or that color, it doesn't matter. It's your claim.
I don't know if we did it right or not.
Right.
But this was last year. So we got, I got the bid. I then said, okay, this is what you're willing to pay. Then I got my brother to do the gutters, because that's what he does. Got somebody else to do the windows. And then the roofer guy came and
right.
did the roof. Well, when I sent for my final replacement check, they never even looked and said, oh, my brother gave me an invoice, you know, for the gutters, but it was like, you know, $200, whatever it was. They didn't say, oh, that doesn't match.
Right. And a lot of times they do.
The they one, just said, is the work been done? Yes. Okay. Here's your replacement check.
Right.
So I don't know if I did that right, but they gave me the difference.
Exactly. And a lot of times you're at the mercy of your adjuster. And these adjusters are just, they're overloaded on work. And sometimes they don't care. But most of the time, a lot of times that I deal with, we'll do it to the penny, so it's just easy for them.
Yeah.
And they'll cut it. But yeah, I mean, but these roofs, you can really use to leverage your, you know, in your side of the deal, because I've heard other, you know, like the opposing whatever agent, they're asking for just ridiculous stuff. And whenever you give them a roof, a lot of times they can do color. I'm like, well, have your client pick the color. And now they have buy-in on that house and that roof color. And it doesn't matter to me. All it is just a simple, hey, we're going to do, you know, bark wood instead of weatherwood. And now they get a totally, you know, the house looks totally different because the roof's
still. So have you ever done any yet where you've been close, somebody died, somebody lost their job? Huh?
I have. We had a guy go bankrupt a couple years ago. We had a guy that blew, he claimed his mom blew all the insurance money, and I still haven't seen it. But, you know, and he's the best guy. They're you know, and I've no doubt the money will eventually come, but you know.
Anybody in here got stuff to sell? Got stuff to do on the roof that didn't close? I haven't heard of
I've
any.
I've not had that happen.
Mm-hmm. No. So,
right.
Most of the time, because you guys are doing it Thursday and Friday or something right before close.
Yeah.
And I try to leave enough of a buffer where it's not. Like the one we did yesterday, they're closing on the 18th. It's, you know, they said, race that go. We need a roof. And we had it on, and I mean, we're busy. But we had it on about 4 days after they said that. And that was over the weekend, too. But I want it to be less, you know, not stressful for anybody, you know.
So, from your perspective, I'm just going to ask questions. I don't know if y'all have any questions.
Yeah.
So, tell me about the metal roofs and construction, and is it better? Is it not? I hear all kinds of stories.
Yeah. So, metal roof, yeah, they're a lot of these, we love doing. We love doing them, like this one. If hell hits it, it depends on what insurance company you have. Most of them, if hell hits it and it doesn't land on a seam, then they're not gonna pay to replace it, you know, because it's just cosmetic. It doesn't.
But there's no savings, efficiency to go
now,
on that roof.
Now, State Farm, I work a lot with State Farm. I happen to know a lot of their agents when I was, you know, going through high school and stuff, and now they just send me, like, somebody calls their agency, hey, Tyler, go. I got one later today. Hey, go check out the roof. And they have the biggest savings on a class 4 shingles or metal roof. So you go on their form, they have about 40 or 50 pages of what they endorse, companies and shingles and metal and all kinds of different things. And you get really good discounts. Like on this building right here, say it's just residential, because commercial kind of throw things off a little bit. You'd probably save about $600 a year in premiums on this one. But you have to sign a document saying that, you know, if hell hits it, you know, they're not gonna cover it unless it damages the integrity of the roof, which land on the ceiling. And if it does, I'll spend hours out there with chalk finding hell to hit seams so I can tell them, hey, look here and
so
look here.
So people are putting the metal roof on for aesthetics then? Or
they,
is it?
They last a long time. They do last a long time. Now kind of like this with the fasteners, twist fasteners and the screws you can see. After about 15-ish years, so it's pretty much like a screw with a rubber washer on it. And then you just zip them in, they seal them. Some will rot them over time. And then this one will eventually get leaks. But it's not that much to replace them all. I mean, a couple, maybe $2,000, if that, you know. However, guys,
so it's cheaper than composite.
No, the metal, it's more expensive.
But for the maintenance of it.
Maintenance? Yeah, I mean, if you're going to stay in the house a long time, it's a good move. You know, it's a pretty good move. I love metal.
It's more expensive going in, but you're going to save premium on your insurance policy every year.
Well, some of them. Like Allstate, I don't think Allstate really gives much.
Some of the insurance underwriters give discount for metal.
Exactly. And like modular homes, they don't typically give that same deal to those. It's just, there's so many different factors in there. I mean, but.
Yeah, the danger is you have a hailstorm, it beats it up, but it doesn't hit enough seams to justify, and you've got to live with the ugly.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the problem is, like I tell people all the time, I talk myself about a lot of money, quite often, because people are wanting to go, they're like dead set. Hey, I want these class 4 shingles. I want to pay for them. We're doing it. But they're like, well, I may sell it in 2 years. See, the tipping point on class 4 shingles is about 3 years, or metal roof. Because whenever you pay for it, say it's $1,200 more. And you're going to save that in premiums. But after 3 years, it's kind of a tipping point. And, if you're out in 3 years, it's really, I don't think it's going to bring that much to the table. Whenever you go to sell your home, I don't think people are like, oh, it's class 4 roof. I just love this house. They're going to love the house. It just happens to have a class 4 roof. So I don't think that's a good investment. But if you're going to stay in it long term, it's not bad, especially shingles. Because shingles, it's you get the same discount, sometimes even more discount than metal, within a couple of dollars. But the probability that it gets totaled with a hailstorm down the road is a lot higher. So you get the same discount, and then you'll probably get a new roof within about 10 years.
Do the HOAs here allow them?
Some do, some don't.
What, metal?
There is a metal roof out there. I've seen it.
Harbor Lakes, I'm going to say.
No, you got to probably get it approved.
Even Indian Harbor doesn't allow it. It's in their restrictions.
What's the difference between a metal roof like that and a standing seam?
So, I've done quotes on, modular homes to, $1 million plus homes. And so the cost for the shingles, say the architectural shingle cost, the standing seam's about double that.
About double. Okay.
And then this type, the R panel, or the exposed dresser, is about right in the middle.
Okay.
So that's kind of, I've worked a thousand different ways, and worked way too long.
So standing seam typically is about double what composition would be.
Exactly.
And
that's good enough, because we didn't know that when we're showing the house, so you can tell them.
There's added value in that.
And this roof costs twice as much.
Exactly.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Century 21 Property Advisors podcast today. Make sure you like and share if you got value, and spread the knowledge.